that's probably true, but
I don't think any it has anything to do now with your social situation. That's what I'm trying to say. It's big money, organized crime in many ways that puts these things in. And this has been, I think, proven right here in Bossier City. I don't think the people have, the situation has anything to do with it, what the people believe, you know, and feel. Well, Louisiana politics is the most notorious in the nation, kid. Earl Long, our great savior, I mean, Huey Long brought in organized crime here in the 30s.
What do people think of Huey Long around here?
Well, personally, me knowing from what I know about him, he did an awful lot of good. He established our charity hospitals. He did a great deal of good for the poor people. But he was a completely corrupt person. He'd do anything to get to end, you know? And like my neighbor over here next door was a senator in the state legislature when Huey Long was about to be impeached. His name is Hughes, Celesta Hughes. Well, Huey Long needed 13 senators to vote against impeachment in order to save him from being impeached. And you know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was very afraid that Huey Long was going to run against him. And he was involved in it also. Because there was a good chance at that time that Huey Long would have beat him. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Hughes voted as one of those 13 members of the Senate that voted against impeachment. Mm-hmm. And they became known as a Round Robin. The 13, and where they got that name, I don't know. But Huey Long put a magnum of champagne in a Baton Rouge bank vault and said that the last one of those 13 that lived could go and drink it, you know, a ceremonious occasion. Well, Mr. Hughes was the last one. He's living right next door. He wouldn't go to drink it. It's still there. All the rest of the other 12 have died. Well, he's just that way. He's just not like that. But he did an awful lot of good, but he was totally corrupt.
Do people still talk about him much?
Oh, Lord, yes.
I noticed
it.
Well, not...
He's a living legend.
Around Baton Rouge, there was a photograph. I'd never seen his photograph before, so I didn't know who it was. I think it kind of upset the people, but... It's like kind of a shrine to him, you know, with photographs and, you know, real elaborate frame and all.
Of course. It's just like John F. Kennedy. You can go in all these black houses around here. I'm sure you've seen them. Mm-hmm. And they all have a picture of John F. Kennedy.
Right.
Same way with Huey Long.
What do people feel about Russell Long?
I think that the majority of people, uneducated people, feel that Russell Long is still their friend and doing them a lot of good. My personal feelings are that Russell Long is a son of a bitch and that he is in there for the money that he's making out of the oil industry. And he is one of the very reasons that our gasoline went up so much.
When did the gasoline go up?
Last year, you know.
Mm.
And Russell Long is no friend of Louisiana. He's there for what he can get out of it.
Kind of amazed me, well, when I was in November, that the only senator in the country that was running unopposed.
That's right. No one would dare run against him because, but I think the time's coming. Your educated people in the state will see through this facade of doing great for the poor, you know? When he's in there strictly to make money, and that's what he's done.
Well,